Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got an update of things that are going on. Not necessarily good things either. Looks like maybe the war is igniting, and we'll get into that. And remember from Psalm 2 that all of this is to bring humanity away from God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. And in housekeeping, we will have book one of the Frequency, The Hidden Matrix, The Illusions of Freedom, next week for sure on ebook. And if enough people request it, we'll get a soft cover version as well. The more I dig into this, the more I fully understand why Jesus said exactly what he said. And I also understand why modern Christianity has redacted all of it. And because they are actually, without even knowing it, dupes. And they are working night and day to keep everyone within the matrix. And that's what this is all about. It's to keep everyone in. All your religions, all your philosophies, all your isms of political isms like communism, socialism, republicanism, democratic ism, or whatever you want to call them, they're all in the matrix. And what they do is they keep everybody occupied. These are diversionary tactics. There's a general in China that wrote a war called the Art of, or wrote a book called the Art of War. And one of the chief things in a war, and you have Satan as your enemy, he's going to use diversionary tactics to keep you within the matrix. And so he set up all these religions. He set up all these theologies and philosophies. And so people of, you know, he's got something for everybody, all of which are diversionary tactics to keep you from really understanding what's going on. Anyway, book one is all about that matrix, and there's a ton of scripture in it, and it proves conclusively that we really are in a frequency matrix, and we have to escape, and if we don't, we are forever in it. And the mark of the beast actually is a part of that system and freezes you within the matrix. So anyway, it is what it is. Larry, how are you doing?
Hey, but when the sunshine came, so did lots and lots of heavy winds. But I hear you got a blizzard.
Yeah, we have. We didn't get so much snow, but we had probably 35, 40 knot winds. And we got drifts all over the place that are very, very deep. And it's winter, but it's a very unusual winter. It appears like we're about a month off. Normally, this kind of weather is January weather, but it's in February. So I think, and I looked ahead on the AccuWeather's forecast, it really doesn't start warming up until late April. It's staying in the 30s and maybe a little bit into the 40s all the way through. So this is not going to be a good deal. But again, we're entering into a final phase of bad things. Here's an interesting article. Scientists fear into mankind not decades away, but much sooner. What do you think about that one? Of course, they're doing it on the basis of history, watching how empires rise and how they fall, and basically we are in a downfall, and it's developing very, very rapidly. And they talk about how scarcity of resources such as water, agriculture, and energy were found to lead the declines. When coupled with an unsustainable population or unfavorable climate change, it will spell disaster. Researchers also noted that the huge divide in the rich and poor played a central role in the character or in the process of the collapse of civilizations over the last 5,000 years. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, Bible prophecy, folks, if you read the book of Revelation, it talks about rich and poor. It does not mention the middle class. The reason is middle class has been destroyed. And we're halfway there. A lot of articles about how the middle class is just barely hanging on. And most of them are descending into what could be called the poor category. And so you have to make preparations to be poor. Actually, you can get by with little if you know how to do it. And you can live better than the rich, actually. Maybe not with your house and all that, but there is a way to do it. Anyway, it says the large disparity in wealth is the catalyst of toppling regimes. Okay, now let's take that toppling of regimes over to what's going on in Venezuela. What's the latest, Larry?
Well, the latest, and I guess people kept up with our most recent broadcast that we did. Following that, however, there was two very interesting reports have came out today, actually, on Hal Turner. One of them, of course, is has to deal with India and Pakistan, but the other ones involve some data that basically indicates there was a very interesting report came out of Hal Turner that said the moment the Russian Tu-160 intercontinental nuke bombers arrived in Venezuela, that country went to the top of the things to do list in the U.S. intel. So the minute that happened, that was kind of a straw, I guess, that broke the camel's back, if you will. But interestingly, I really can't give a lot of the data out, but a report today from Hal Turner that things were going hot in Venezuela, and of course that's an undercover, notice. And so there's not a lot of data, that can be shared on that. Interestingly, there are beginning to be reports, scattered reports through news media, who's really trying to avoid this mostly, that special ops troops maybe have already gone into Venezuela across from Colombia and Brazil and gone in, but nobody seems to know what's going on. But one of the interesting things was, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, you're aware of Trump's terminology and how he talks. Well, today, and this is after the fact of the humanitarian aid being stopped by Maduro and his military, Venezuela's Guaido says all options open now, after Maduro blocked U.S. aid to the country. What does that sound like to you, Stuart? All options are on the table. That sounds just like Trump. But the interesting part is, with that same information, Pence is supposed to meet with Guaido can't remember exactly the location, but it's in Colombia, I believe tomorrow. And so there is really some high deals going on in the background right now.
I think what they're trying to figure out is, okay, will Maduro just fold, or is he going to take down a whole bunch of people with him? Most dictators don't care about the people. They claim they do, but they could care less, and they'll take down their own people. They kill their own people because they won't step down. And then you've got the people who are following Maduro, and they have to, I guess, weigh the odds. Is this a smart move if I fight for him, or is this a stupid move and I just get killed? And I think what's going to happen is Maduro is going to stay, and he's going to fight. And along those lines, has he not severed all relationships, if I am right, with Colombia and Brazil, pretty much, and isolated himself?
Oh, absolutely. And he's also dropped the hint a couple of times that he keeps reminding Trump of Vietnam and how that worked out.
Well, that's, yeah, and Vietnam did not work out. The reason it didn't is because we were not allowed to go in and actually conquer. We started this concept of fighting these, I don't know what you would even call them, standoff wars, where you really don't win anything. You just fight. It's kind of like the Korean deal. MacArthur wanted to not only go into North Korea and take it out, he wanted to go to China and take China out at the same time. And, of course, the politicians said, no, you can't do that because that's not part of our agenda. Our agenda requires that North Korea remain and China remain and come up to almost equal parity with the West, just like they did with Russia. We could have gone in and taken out Russia in World War II, but it was forbidden because the plan was to bring Russia up to full parity with the West and kind of make a standoff. And then they can tax everybody. And the excuse for the high taxation rate is we have to develop these weapons of war. And we have this, I don't know what you'd want to call it, but it's a weapons war where each side steps up the ante and they develop more and more weapons. It's all part of the matrix, folks. It's all part of the agenda. Satan is the overlord of the matrix, and underneath him are the controllers, and the controllers are Psalm 2. That's who they are. And in the religious world, the leaders of all the religions and the writers of the philosophies, all of it designed to keep you occupied, keep you in the matrix. If you're a Republican, you go after, you know, the Democrats. If you're a Democrat, you go after the Republicans, and on and on and on it goes. And so people, you know, get buried in all of this, fight to the death, only to find out, like Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead. And so they go down the rabbit hole into eternal death, which is really separation from God and a place of a bad place, I guess one could call it. I don't know what else to say. So, yeah, to answer your question, I think we're after the energy. We're after the oil. And who knows what else they have down there that we really have no idea about. But America's days are numbered. And I don't think we have God on our side, as Bobby Dylan wrote. You know, everybody has God on their side when they fight these wars. James was brought it down pretty well when he said, you war and you fight because you have not. And the reason you have not is because you don't ask. And then when you ask amiss. And you just want it for yourself. Well, why are we going into Venezuela, a sovereign nation? Sure, Maduro is a nasty, evil person. So what? I mean, is it our duty as a world cop to just, you know, we've dealt with nasty people all the time. And we don't topple them because they're not on the list to topple yet. Evidently, Venezuela got moved up, just like you said, when the Tu-160s landed there. They could cause untold damage to America. And remember what Putin said. He said, you go in there, you're just going to have trouble that you wouldn't believe. And so I think this is the beginning of the, I think this is the ignition point for all the rest of it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it seems like we're, you know, but we're also watching it kind of scoop up Cuba in the middle of it. And what's so interesting about Venezuela, Stuart, is the fact that it's just not Maduro and his military. You've got the Cuban army there. You've got the Iranians.
Yep.
You've got Hezbollah there. You've got the Chinese. You've got Russians. This is like another, just to use that term loosely, another ISIS, almost. It's a conglomeration of those that are against the USA. And, of course, we're in such a quandary of stupidity in America, Stuart. The USA don't even know who the USA is. We don't know whether we're socialists, communists, or actually patriots or, you know, conservative. We don't know.
Yeah, they don't realize how far this has gone down the tubes. And as far as Venezuela, it may be what the deep state was setting up was a staging ground for the invasion of America on the south side. And I know for a fact that there are evil forces in Canada as well. And some of these prophecies talk about the invasion from the north. Everybody's looking at the south, when in fact, the main thrust may come from the north. When I was up there many, many years ago, I was told that they had Chinese communist troops up in Queensland. That's the forest areas. Most of Canada is wild, and it's not populated. The only area that's really populated in Canada is the southern area. It's a little strip along the southern border, you know, where they grow the wheat and all of that. But, yeah, I think it's a staging area, and maybe Trump just decided I'm not going to allow that. And here we go. Interesting that Pence is – yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention, you know, you talked about a kind of a staging ground, and you mentioned the south and the north of the USA. And if you'll remember, some of the people in the caravans, when they were coming up, remember, they were threatening that soon we would see tanks moving up through Mexico to the border of America. Now, I know everybody just overlooked that and kind of winking a nod, but, you know, that might not have been an idle threat. And on the other hand, Stuart, and I'd like your kind of assessment on this. You know, I did a blog today. I don't know if you read it or not, but I had that. I put Bobby Akert's Lone Star series on there, and I posted a YouTube from Bobby Akert. And what his book series, the Lone Star series, is USA comes under a EMP attack from North Korea at a time that they thought not. And, of course, they respond, but because of the positioning of the satellites that exploded while they were coming across, you know, America, only Texas survived because it has a separate, you know, grid system, power grid system.
Yeah. System.
And what's so interesting, though, let me read this to you. You know, there's two headlines here, and then get your opinion, because we're in kind of an there was a very shocking report out of North Korea. North Korea media, of course, we know that's probably Kim. There was information that they were shocked. They were absolutely shocked at the Democrats, because as Kim is in his train on the way to Vietnam to meet with Donald Trump, this week, the Democrats are continually undermining President Trump in what deals he might even want to talk to Kim about. Total undermining going on 24/7. And then these two reports came out. It says, let me find it here real quick. Let's see. Experts fret about the Trump-Kim summit in Vietnam. And what they're basically fretting about, Stuart, in the mainstream media is the fact that, if you'll remember, under, you know, Clinton and Bush and Obama, nobody pushed any of them to try to make any deals with Kim or work anything out. And so suddenly, when Trump starts to try to work this freight train towards Armageddon that's coming down the road out of North Korea, they got mad at him because he was moving too fast. And now it's moving too slow. So what do you think? Do you think North Korea is still possibly an enemy?
Oh, absolutely, it's an enemy. And it will always remain an enemy. That's why he and Xi are buddies. And you can't tell me that Kimmy the Whiz Kid doesn't have a whole bunch of Chinese missiles and whatnot stored away or near the border or whatever. And, of course, Russia is also an ally that's sitting right there on the border. And North Korea, like Vietnam, not like, but Venezuela, also has a lot of rare earth minerals that are very, very important to high technology that we're into today. So you've got all of this intrigue in the background. And, of course, don't ever forget, folks out there listening, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, all of them are deep state communists. And this is a communist overthrow of the United States government. It's high treason. Nobody dares call it what it is, but it's treason. These people should be put in prison, but they won't be, because this is all part of the agenda of the Matrix. And the ultimate goal is not only to unseat God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, but it's also to set up a total digital control system from which no one can escape. Can you imagine? They're putting up 20,000 satellites for 5G to bathe the entire planet in radiation they already know affects your health. But they don't care, because we have a massive population reduction going. And if people don't believe that, they ought to go see the Georgia Guidestones. The planned reduction is about 6 billion people. Not a question that they of getting rid of them. It's a question of how do we do it and not get caught. That sort of thing. Anyway, let's go to India. That appears to really be right on the edge. Even Trump said very, very dangerous. What's the latest on the India situation?
Well, the latest, according to Hal Turner's intel, indicates that they finally, it's leaking out to the public in certain parts of the world, that war preps between India and Pakistan are underway, that there's a major movement of troops, armor, and artillery from both sides taking place. And actually, they've developed short-notice evacuation plans to be issued in Kashmir. Apparently, Kashmir is going to be the battleground. And, of course, also the Pakistan military is moving train loads of tanks in that direction. Matter of fact, there was a report today that's not on mainstream news, but it says the Pakistan Army has already fired upon Indian forces in Kashmir. So this is building quickly with a massive armament coming from both directions. And at the same time, you know, we just have to remind people, both these, India and Pakistan, are nuclear nations. In other words, they have workable nuclear weapons, and they have both literally said they will use them.
Oh, I think there's no question they'll use them. Mankind has a problem with his brain power. It's part of the fall. And when you're in this matrix, you just don't think properly. And they don't really care. The elite want their war. They have to have their war. Iran has to have their war. This is all part of the overall plan, the agenda of the Matrix. We got to kill off all these people, so we need a world war to start it. I guess one could call it nuclear urban renewal. And when all the smoke clears and the radiation levels come down, forced labor will be employed to rebuild what they destroyed. They do this over and over and over again. And like you were just saying, India and Pakistan arsenals, I mean, they have, I don't know how many nuclear cruise missiles, nuclear missiles of all kinds. Who knows? I know there was a prophecy, and I think I mentioned it Friday, of the war actually, World War III actually begins in India and Pakistan. The nuclear part of it, and it just continues on and on and on, and finally extends all the way to the West and Japan And I think China just kind of sits back in the weeds and waits for it to come over, and then they intend to take the Middle East because everybody else will have spent themselves in war. However, it's just a prophecy. Who knows what's going to actually happen? But India versus Pakistan, that is that's not good. And what's going on in the Ukraine? Have you heard any more about the ships? I mean, we are really provoking Russia, and I don't think Putin is the guy you want to provoke too much.
No, right now there's almost no news coming out of the Ukraine, which is very unusual, which indicates to me something's up. And you reported on our last report that all the military vehicles going through Slovakia, those probably were on the way to Ukraine, but we really don't know that. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. Jerry Golden just put out a new report out of Jerusalem, says how close is war. He's claiming that Iran is getting all the proxies ready for a massive missile attack on Israel, and that even involved Russia. So we've got to really watch that whole region, too. I mean, it's all over. It's everywhere.
Yep, war everywhere, like your friend and his prophecy saw. I mean, this is the Armageddon script, folks. This is what this really is. It's the Armageddon script. Type it into YouTube, or not YouTube, but Google, and it's very, very interesting because it actually is war everywhere, and the whole option was to have war in so many places the United States can't possibly do anything on any front, and that's why Obama did what he did. He decimated our military. Not only did he do that, he opened up the borders wide to allow the waves of insurgents, fifth column military young men to come in, and they're still coming in by the droves. But you can't blame Obama. You can't blame the Democrats. You can't blame Trump. You can only blame the Lord, because he said, I'm going to judge you, America. I'm going to bring you down. I gave you tons of blessings, and you laughed at me, you mocked me, you gave me the finger. Now I'm giving you all the curses, and the final curse is going to destroy you totally. That's why I say get out of the matrix, folks. It's all within. We're heading into the new world order. In order to bring it about, they got to have the military war. They got to have World War III. We're on the verge of it. We're running out of time. Any last word here, Larry? We got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, let me give you two headlines. This just came out today on Sunday as Kim's on the way to the meeting in Vietnam and Trump's about to leave to go to Vietnam. These two headlines, it looks like the deep state, you know, Democrats and Republicans are getting ready to go for the kill against Trump. Listen to this headline, Yahoo News, today, Sunday. Trump blamed for waging four wars on the economy. David Stockman warns the U.S. that the president is conducting a trade war, a border war, a political war against the Fed, and a war on the nation's sovereignty. He said, and he adds, we're being led by a delusional, unhinged madman. Now, when you think it couldn't get any worse much than that, here's a report coming out that just came out. Said Joshua Gelter, Obama official, urges civil war against the Trump administration now. He's in a CNN op-ed. He says that the deep state that began 2016 had apparently failed, and now was the time for civil war, and indicates that they're going to try to bring a race war to the streets to begin the Civil War, and then go to a Civil War to literally bring down Trump out of office by force. So what do you think? Are the days ahead weird?
Well, there we are. Communist operations start to finish. That's how the communists do it. And I just, for the life of me, can't figure out why the leaders that are not communists and who basically know what's going on haven't said a word. And the American people sit there and twiddle their thumbs. It really gets me angry that they send their sons and daughters off to war to get maimed and destroyed, but they won't rise up here and fight communism. Anyway, folks, I guess this is the end of it. So we'll see you again probably on Wednesday, if anything happens sooner. Anyway, good night.